We are here at the 2018 CUNA Lending Council. You're making me laugh, Sandy.
Well, because I'm a funny gal.
You are. Yes. You are. Thank you for that, too.
Having such a great time while I'm here, mm-hmm. See?
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Well, forget the introduction. Sandy Papenfuss, everybody. How are you, Sandy?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're welcome. How's the conference? I mean, we're on the tail end of the conference. We got one more, kind of half a day tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good half a day of what I hear. So, but overall, how's the conference going for you?
It's been great. Mm-hmm. It's been great. The networking the number one thing. Mm-hmm. 600 attendees, 600 peers that I get to spend
That's
time
amazing.
With. I can't think of another place where I can be with that many peers at one time.
Indeed.
So
well, right here.
Right here, right now.
Next to Disneyland, even better.
Yes.
Bonus. So what was there anything in particular that you wanted to learn here at the conference? Were you looking for anything in particular or just soaking it all in?
The thing I was most interested in learning is what was important to everybody else.
Which is?
Well, it's all over our younger generation, mm-hmm. how we best serve them. Mm-hmm. Digital mm-hmm. and how we move to digital mm-hmm. and create those great experiences, mm-hmm. and then the different tool sets that are out there. So there's a lot here with the breakout sessions, pretty much a lot of mm-hmm. lot of different focuses, but some similar themes.
Okay. Anything with student lending at all, or is it, because that's kind of your neck of the woods, what you guys are doing at your credit union, kind of turning that on its head?
A lot of discussion.
Okay.
Back to the peers and the networking. There wasn't any specific breakout session on it, mm-hmm. but it's one of those themes that runs through mm-hmm. on how do we best serve our younger
right.
generation, how do we make a great experience using digital tools. So the word has come up in every session I've been in, and
good.
Then again, a lot of dialogue about how do we help.
Yeah, even Kristen, I can't remember what her last name is, I apologize, Kristen, but she spoke on millennials this morning, and she even brought it up about student loans having, when you graduate from college, oh my, we have all this education, but we're saddled down with these loans.
Yeah.
So,
and Creighton's, as I mentioned to you, we focus on that millennial, which is really important, mm-hmm. and there's no question it is impacting them, but it's also impacting their parents with Parent Plus loans
right.
and grandparents, and I think I shared with you before that decision to buy a home, form a family, is getting delayed, as well as retirement and when and how to retire.
Well, everything gets delayed. You know, life gets delayed basically because of that loan. Yeah.
Hugely impactful.
Ay, ay, ay. So how do we see, what trends are we seeing going into out of 2018 and going into 2019? What are you seeing on the horizon?
A recession. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Taking the laughter out.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I think we're starting to see, there's still good things,
yeah,
right? Unemployment
right.
historically low, wages mm-hmm. are starting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great things happening, but we also have rates rising. We get a little bit of an inversion. Our stock market's starting to decline. Mm-hmm. History is starting to repeat itself.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much, I don't say all the economists, but a lot of experts are now saying 2020.
That's what I hear too, yeah.
So preparing. And being ready for that and thinking about what our world will look like when we're in recessions, particularly as lenders,
right.
is a thing we need to be thinking about now and not waiting. And
exactly.
The other theme is liquidity. And with rates going up mm-hmm. and on the deposit side needing mm-hmm. to move, that's another challenge that seems to be a theme again.
Mm-hmm.
And a trend going into 19.
Okay. Yeah, the economy is a cyclical thing, as we all know. It has its high times and its low times, and we just have to weather through even the high times. We got to weather through it all. So, and credit unions have been really, I don't say they're immune to that type of stuff, but they've weathered them pretty well, though, in the past.
We have, and I think we have done that because of who we are and what we are.
Yeah,
it is about our members. It's about our members' financial futures.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we have done well. We've never been in this long of a cycle historically, though.
On the upturn, yeah. It's
yes.
been pretty
and
amazing.
We're far more global and impacted by global events than we ever have been before.
Mm-hmm.
So my point here is don't underestimate,
mm-hmm.
And we all need to be planning and
right.
thinking and preparing to make sure that our members are taken care of in their city.
Yeah, I think the sooner we start planning, the better off we'll be when that happens.
Yes, so. Yes. And a few things that I'm thinking about, if you look back at history, we're going to see purchasing choices change the way people spend their money is going to change. Less spending, less travel, less big purchases. We'll see late payments and credit scores start declining. So the loan opportunities that have been there are not going to be as plentiful as they have been before, and the profitable loan opportunities will not be as plentiful. So funding the deposits that are rising and making sure that we are returning great value on the deposit side of the house, it's good. We're going to have to be strategic, and we're going to have to be smart, and we're going to have to make sure we are really meeting our members' needs.
Yeah, little adjustments here and there have to be made when this stuff happens. Okay, very cool. So anything else? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up here?
Really want to thank CUNA, again, having 627 people all in the lending industry in one place. It's incredibly valuable in that networking time and getting to one-on-one talk to others about what it is they're thinking about is priceless. So
thank you,
CUNA, for that. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. MC. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I still got another day to go.
Good. Yeah, we're not done.
We're not done yet. Sandy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.